Nolte, CNN admits Epstein scandal a political dud and nothing burger. By John Nolte on August 11, 2025. The regime media and Democrats have failed miserably to turn the Jeffrey Epstein scandal into anything normal people care about. Even CNN, a far-left propaganda cable channel that spreads misinformation and violence against Jews, has been forced to admit this. CNN poll guy Harry Enten told a visibly disappointed Kate Baldwin that Google searches for Epstein have plummeted by 89% over the last 3 weeks. At this point, the American people's interest in the story is becoming something of a nothing burger, he said. Has any of this impacted Trump's popularity or favorability? Baldwin asked, hoping for some good news. No, not really, was Enten's reply. Turns out that during this same month in Trump's first term, August of 2017, Trump's approval rating, per CNN, sat at 37%. Last month, when Democrats and their legacy media allies tried to ramp up the Epstein issue, his approval rating was at 45%. Today it sits at 44%. So, no statistical change. Among Republicans, his approval rating is near a record high, hovering at right about that 90% mark, Enten adds. So, no. He hasn't lost any of that base. Enten went on to report why Trump's numbers are holding, which is no mystery to normal people, no one cares. When asked in the latest Gallup poll what their top issues are, only 1% of those polled named the Epstein issue, and that was 1% of Republicans. Not even 1% of Democrats or independents mentioned Epstein. Baldwin seemed surprised because she lives in an insulated bubble and sees only the attention the Epstein issue has gotten on Capitol Hill, from disappointed Trump supporters, and the media. Enten quickly shut her down. Donald Trump has some of the best political instincts of any politician I've seen, he said, and on this particular issue you see it full well and clear because he has been saying this is a non-issue. And it turns out that a lot of the American public appears to agree with him. But the media care so much about Epstein. More proof the media have lost all of their influence. As I've said before, I don't have much sympathy with the Trump administration over this one. Over an otherwise perfect 7 months, they uncharacteristically stepped on this rake by overselling what would be disclosed in the Epstein case. When it turned out to be nothing, Democrats would have been criminally negligent not to take advantage of this. And the media really did have a right to ask, why? You said you had the goods sitting on your desk? Nevertheless, this is another example of Trump's enemies being his greatest allies. Rather than ridiculing the administration for the incompetence of overselling the whole thing, the media and Democrats asked us to believe Trump was somehow compromised in the infamous Epstein files. Which would laughably mean we would have to believe the Biden administration had the goods on Trump and didn't release them. Absurd. 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 There's nothing here beyond an unforced political error from Team Trump and an otherwise unblemished 7 months. No one cares. No one should care. Those who do care need to get over it and move on. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.